One other thing about treatment of hormone-sensitive metastatic disease, we actually put it in the poll in the meeting, and not only did some of the people in the audience, but some of the faculty said they do this on occasion, which is to start androgen deprivation and see how the patient does. And then, quote, if the response isn't what they're looking for, then to add in docetaxel or one of the other agents. What do you think about that kind of strategy?
So it's not a strategy that I routinely use, but it is a strategy that I occasionally use. So it's really the setting for where I've used that is typically in a patient who's reluctant to accept intensification of therapy. I think that was more of an issue before we had evidence that, you know, oral hormonal agents can improve progression-free and overall survival. But when it was a docetaxel-only decision, there were patients who say, you know, doc, how about if I talk about this when I get back from my vacation? And then, of course, you're going to measure, can we look at my PSA before we decide? And there are patients who, and I would speculate, we don't have the evidence about this, that if you were to do such a trial and segregate patients according to their response to initial ADT, that the benefit is primarily going to be in patients with suboptimal PSA responses for intensification of therapy.
So if they had the randomization, it was after 4 months of ADT. Mm-hmm. And the ones who weren't responding were randomized.
Yeah, I would imagine that's where much of the benefit resides, but that is speculation. So I do not adopt that approach routinely, but there are cases where either I'm on the fence or the patient's unwilling to accept intensification of therapy where I would consider that as a very reasoned approach to management.